That caucus vote will happen at 9 o'clock this morning in Canberra. It's coming up towards 7 o'clock. Before we get to the news, let's check the finance news with Rebecca Hyam. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Fran. The challenge to Kevin Rudd's leadership has filtered through to UK-listed mining stocks, with investors there hopeful that any change would see a revision of the planned resource super profits tax. Both Rio Tinto and BHP Billiton stocks jumped after Kevin Rudd confirmed last night that he faced a challenge from Julia Gillard, but those share prices fell after he said he expected to win. Overall, in London, the FTSE 100 closed down 68 points or 1.3% to 5,178. US stocks have been pretty volatile after the Federal Reserve again kept interest rates on hold and acknowledged that the economic recovery is faltering. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 5 points. The S&P 500 lost 3 points and the Nasdaq's given up 7 points. Local shares set to open higher. The SPY 200's up 10 points to 4,483. The Australian dollar is steady at 87.38 US cents. Spot gold has eased to $1,236.95 US an ounce. West Texas crude oil has fallen to $75.90 US a barrel, and a barrel of tapas is fetching $83.46 US. And Fran, that's the latest market news.
Thanks, Rebecca. News and AM coming up, and then the coverage of Labor's leadership turmoil continues this morning. It's news time now, 7 o'clock.